Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues that I explore on this show. On today's Divine Feminine solo episode, I'm using another one to focus on the current astrology since it's so wild right now. And of course, today, April 1st, April Fool's Day, is the beginning of Mercury retrograde. Not only does Mercury retrograde begin today, but it's right smack in the middle of an eclipse sandwich. It's going to be a powerful time. It might be a bit of a chaotic time. It could really fire things up or hold things back, and we're going to talk all about it in this episode. So take a listen and enjoy. Hello, everybody. Whitney here with a Divine Feminine solo episode. And yes, it's another astrology-focused episode because this wild astrology just keeps pouring in. It's an intense time. So today, I'm doing an episode because today is April 1st, and it is the beginning of Mercury retrograde. And then, of course, a week from today, I will also have that Divine Feminine episode be based on astrology because it's the lunar eclipse. So we are really in it, y'all. We're really in it. We're stepping into Mercury retrograde, which lasts for 3 weeks until the 25th of April. So it's basically most of this month, which I don't know how you all feel about that, but I feel like March was kind of an interesting month for coming and goings. And I don't know about all of you, but the last few days and last week has especially been pretty powerful. That lunar eclipse last Monday, just wow. I just have to say tower moment. For me, this past week, yeah, some really unexpected things. Keep in mind, it was a lunar eclipse in Libra. We talked about it. I talked about that in my episode last week. So it's in the realm of relationships, but also our independence and sovereignty. So it's an intense time, especially as we go into this Mercury retrograde, which is in Aries. Like Aries is all about being the leader and being outspoken and speaking for what you are creating. That King of Wands energy. Yet then Mercury retrograde is about challenges in communication. So Aries, who loves to communicate and boldly state what they think, is going to find themselves, and we collectively, because we all have Aries in our chart somewhere, are going to be held back in that Aries energy and might feel like we don't have the words to say, that we might not feel as gung-ho or as vivacious in our actions or our determination as usual, which is a good thing because the Mercury retrograde is all about pause. It's about pausing before we act because it's pulling back, right? It's said that, so it's called Mercury retrograde. When a planet is in retrograde, it's not actually moving backwards. That does not happen. It just looks like it from Earth. It looks like it's moving in the opposite direction in the sky each night, like it's coming backwards, but it's not. But we feel it as sort of setbacks with that planet's focus, and the planet of Mercury is focused on communication. So you probably know the usual, which is not to sign contracts during a Mercury retrograde, not to make any big investments or any big decisions, not to begin a relationship, end a relationship. Those things can come right in though before the retrograde hit. So anything that very quickly kind of ended, and especially again with that eclipse on Monday, I know I definitely had some surprises of things that I thought were just coming into my life and just blossoming, and bam, we're just out. Bam, whoa. And I was like, oh, like my head spinning so quickly. I thought, wow, I really thought that was going to be in my life for a while. I thought that was just developing. And it wasn't. And that can happen. And then Mercury retrograde comes and gives us that time to process, right? Retrogrades happen because we want to look back. We want to look back before we move forward, because actually we can't move forward until we look back and attend to the things that are holding us back. So So Mercury retrograde is a gift, a very obnoxious, frustrating gift at times, because it can feel like being stalled out. It can feel like, oh my gosh, really, this is happening? Oh my gosh, this person is coming out of the woodwork, out of nowhere, to bring this up that I have to deal with now. Wow. It's notorious for exes to come back around, old friends, old people, old situations that we thought we were done with, to come knocking and be like, haha, hello, we are not done yet with this conversation, with this situation. And we'll think, oh my goodness, really? Yes, really. We want to get it out of the way, because then we can move forward and really be done with it, put it in the past. So for anybody else out there who had a wild week of things from the eclipse, hold on to your butt still, because now we're going into this Mercury retrograde right before we smash right into the lunar eclipse. Sorry, the solar eclipse on Monday, April 8th, which everyone is talking about everywhere, saying it's like one of the strongest eclipses that's ever happened, and everything in the world is going to be wild and crazy and intense. So let's just see, because I already feel like it's been really intense and I don't know what else can happen, but I'm in there for it. You know what I mean? I'm here for it. I'm going to hang. I'm going to roll with it, because everything that happens to us is a blessing. Everything is for our highest good. Everything is happening for us, not against us. So the things that we can ask, wow, why did that have to happen? Or why didn't that happen? This is a great time to just surrender and be like, I'm just going to roll with it. It's really like sitting back and just watching what the universe is orchestrating for you. They're setting the stage for what comes next, and they see the things that can't go forward with you. They see the things that need to be looked at and addressed. They see the things that need to begin now, right? So I kind of skipped over. I brought up the fact that this past lunar eclipse was about sovereignty or independence versus relationships. So there could be a lot challenging us, and it's going to continue on during this eclipse season and through this retrograde. It's like, what do you actually really want? You said this is what you want, but is it what you really want? You said this is how you want to live your life, but is it? You said that this is your focus for this time, but is that true? And also, it's about really setting our standards for what we're looking for and not tolerating anything else. Because retrogrades are also a time where we're kind of being reminded, and I think I spoke about this in the last episode, about the lunar eclipse, which is, okay, you say you want this, but then you're taking less than that, but you're accepting less than that, but you're not holding yourself up to the standards that you're putting. You're not waiting for something that actually feels good or aligned with you. And we have to ask ourselves why. Retrograde can also, you know, it can introduce new relationships or situations that aren't for necessarily aligned with us, but that will teach us something that is a catalyst for the stuff that is holding us back. So really, it's just like, be ready for anything, everybody. You know, with this eclipse sandwich, I'm just going to keep saying that because it's a fun term. Somebody else called it something else. Oh, the eclipse window of destiny, one reader said. I like that. Destiny. Sure. Okay. Well, I've said many times that I think 2024 is a powerful year. So yeah, every Mercury retrograde is going to help you kind of clear out the clutter, clear out the crap. But this time it's really like shifting around the furniture and making room for that walkway towards your destiny. So that's a big one. All right, so April Fool's Day is also on the 1st. Don't be surprised if you get almost like a joke of a situation. Something changes, something is offered, something happens at a global scale where it's like, really? Like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy. This is happening. This is crazy. This is not happening anymore. Be ready for surprises this week. That's what I'm feeling, is just like, be ready for a major surprise, and just be ready to sit back and laugh about it and not take it too seriously, because it's all a part of this. One thing that Mercury retrograde can be helpful for, because again, this is during Aries season, so we're going to want to be impetuous, we're going to want to be impulsive, we're going to want to do things quickly. But Mercury retrograde asks, do you have to do this now? And I know I'm challenged with that, because to me, tomorrow starts the second quarter of the year. I personally have a lease that is up in 3 months. So I'm like, let's go. It's go time. I have to figure out what I'm doing next with my life, because I'm still nomadic. I don't have a home. I don't have a home base. I don't have a plan for the future beyond the next 3 months. So I got to figure that out. There's a lot I want to do while I'm still in place, like doctor's appointments and things like that, that I can't do necessarily when I'm on the road. Not that I'll be on the road again. I'm not sure about that. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to think about that during this retrograde. And that's my point, is I'm going to have to adjust my expectations because I'm very much the type of personality that's like 90-day plan, 3 months, let's get everything done. But this retrograde is going to say, wait, wait, wait. Be ready for some expect delays. Today, I went on a nice little trip. I drove out to Vermont. It was beautiful. I went to a place called Thunder Falls. It's just what you'd expect. It's a very thundering, beautiful waterfall. Well, it actually wasn't that thundering. It was more like rolling, like this, these beautiful slick rocks. And it was like a, it wasn't like a steep drop off of a fire, of a firefall, of a waterfall. Why could I not think of that? But a firefall would be cool. They actually have something in Yosemite where at certain points it looks like the there's fire just coming down where the waterfall is because the sun hits it in a certain way. I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent. I went to this beautiful place. It was so pretty. There was still snow. Vermont. Oh, it's the Green Mountains National Forest. So beautiful in Vermont. And I was driving back and it was actually for the eclipse. It kept saying expect delays on Monday the 8th because of eclipse. Note to anybody who's planning on going anywhere for the eclipse, I personally am headed up towards the northern top of New York because both Rochester and Buffalo are in the path of totality. Woo-wee! So that's where I'm headed. But there will be traffic. It's all across the news. Like, people are going to be flooding probably the day of. I'm going at least a day or two before to be safe to make sure I get there without too much traffic. Anyways, my point is I kept driving and I kept seeing those signs on the side of the road, like the hazard signs that are like, expect delays, expect delays. That could basically be the tagline for Mercury retrograde. So even if you're like me and you're like, okay, second quarter of the year, 3 months ahead, this is my 3 month plan. Be ready for adjustments. Be ready for something to surprise you. Be ready to have things held back, which again, I don't know about you all, but I feel a little annoyed with that because I felt like the first three months of this year were like that. My February felt like a Mercury retrograde. I don't know if anybody else has had a month so far this year, January, February, March, that felt like a retrograde, but it sure as shit did for me. I kept being like, all right, I'm going to get started on this. Bam, it was gone. That was denied. That didn't work out. Okay, then I'm going to do this. Bam, my computer died and I was set back with my goals. Just all kinds of things. So this year in general, again, that path to your destiny, right? Like, you got to think that that's a big path. Like, that's a big deal. So we can't just expect like little things here and there. Like, this year is about, I don't know, maybe like the whole year is just going to spurt out little retrogrades of setbacks and adjustments and delays, because delays can sometimes keep us from, again, impulsively doing things, which brings me back to this specific retrograde, which is in Aries. Aries can be very, I don't want to say haphazard. That's kind of an insult or not a very nice term. That means like not very structuredly, right? Or not very smoothly you do something, but it's more just rushed, right? Like, you're just rushing forward, that fiery energy. Again, Aries always makes me think of the King of Wands, who's like, let's get this, let's do this. We're innovating, we're creating. Let's not look too much at the details. Let's just go, go, go. Well, guess what? Go, go, go doesn't work so well in a retrograde because of those delays, because of the setbacks, because it's wanting you to slow down and ask, yes, I understand your goals. I understand your desires. I understand the drive that you have to do this, but does this really need to happen now? And again, I don't know about any of you. I keep talking to you all. I keep putting that statement out there, but it's because I'm wondering if you all are feeling the same things I am. This year also has just been a big time of me saying, this is what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to make this happen. I make this happen. And each time I've said it, it's like, nope, it's not time for that. I've been frustrated. I haven't liked it. But it's saying that it's just certain things have to happen first. Certain things have to happen first before other things can come into place. We like to think that we know the exact timeline, that we know the exact order of things, that we know exactly what needs to happen now for this. But the energies around us, guides around us, see from a higher perspective, right? They see what we can't see, which is, oh, you don't realize what's going to come into your path at this point. So if you actually started doing this now, you would be totally unavailable for what's coming into you, what's meant for you. So let things go when they leave. I know how hard that is. Trust me. Trust me. There's a quote that I love that says, everything I've held on to has claw marks in it. Or no, anything that's been taken away from me has claw marks in it. And I love that because I am not good at letting things go. Whether it's a goal that I had or something that I really wanted to create or make happen, a plan that I had, or maybe a person that I was seeing and suddenly it's just over. And I'm like, what? No, this, it's hard. And it's just hard to let go of things. It is. So when that happens, it's important to give ourselves some grace and to allow ourselves to have our feelings. That's another thing. I'm not saying that I expect everybody or encourage people, or I'm telling you that just don't worry about it. Like, just if you lose something you loved, or if something that you're hoping for doesn't happen, it's all right. It's, let yourself have your feelings. Absolutely. That's because that sometimes is what it's all about. That's what the term of these things being a catalyst means, is that sometimes things happen to clear out some of the emotional attachment, emotional responses, emotional blockages that are still there, right? Or something happens and then can end abruptly for us to use Mercury retrograde as a time to reflect and be like, well, why did this happen? This felt out of alignment with where I thought I was spiritually, emotionally, but I responded to the situation really strongly and I didn't handle it well. So what is that about? And again, it could be something not working out for us, something leaving our life that we thought was going to stay with us for a while. And then we say, okay, so now it's not. So I have more free time. I'm not investing myself in this project I was going to do. I'm not seeing this person anymore. So what will I now do with my time that I was putting towards that, that I thought I was going to be putting towards that in the coming future? So we reevaluate and then we look at what did this show me and what can I do in the pause with it? What can I do in this time to reflect, to consider? That's what this time is about. That's what Mercury retrograde is for. Another thing that can happen, Mercury is about communication. So watch your words. Watch your words. Be mindful of your words. We want to be careful with our communication. It could be very easy to, again, with Aries season, to want to just blurt things out, to send that text really quickly, to fire off an email. And then we say, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. So just take that pause. Be mindful of how you're communicating, what you're using to communicate, what channels you're using. Just slow it down a little. Mercury can also be about reconciliation. As I said, it's notorious for being about exes coming back, so, or different situations. So we already spoke about that, but reconciliations in general, right? Like even with yourself, it can be something that you finally get to make peace with, again, maybe because of something disappointing that happened that was triggered by the lunar eclipse, right? One of the uprisings, because the lunar eclipse in Libra was all about things falling away, things leaving us that no longer serve us. And the solar eclipse is about introducing new things. So if something left your life after the lunar eclipse, take that time to consider it. And guess what? The other exciting thing, though, is that something new might come in. The lunar eclipse, yes, it's, or sorry, I get this messed up, y'all. I know I've done it a few times. The solar eclipse, next Monday, the 8th, even though we're in the middle of the retrograde, something new, like bright and shiny and exciting could come in. And just be delicate with it. Just be delicate with it. Welcome it and say, oh, okay. And maybe there was something that you rushed, right? Maybe there was something that came in like right before the lunar eclipse that you were all excited about and that you're ready to get going on. And you went really fast and it didn't work out. And that was one of the things that left. So with the solar eclipse, we say, okay, okay, I see you. I see this new opportunity being presented. I'm going to go slow. It's retrograde. I'm going to take a breath. I'm going to pause. I'm going to allow for some space to see what this is, how I feel about it. Do I want this? Rather than the hasty action. So we use Mercury retrograde to our advantage. Let yourself off the hook a little bit. Say, I'm going to wait to make a decision. People often say, as I spoke of before, like don't sign contracts, don't make any big purchases. I mean, people do it and it ends up okay. I actually signed my lease here in my new apartment on the 1st. But remember, we started this year in a retrograde. January 1st was retrograde. The tail end of it, though, like the very tail end, I think was the last day of it. And it's been amazing here. So if you do it, like do it, it's fine. But if you don't have to do it, maybe it's good to wait a little bit. And again, give yourself permission to say, I really wanted to hit the ground running in April with the eclipse energies, with the Aries energies, with the spring energy. Yet I'm going to take a pause because I want to be really sure about this and I want to feel really good about it. And I want to move with it in a deliberate way and not a hasty way. So those are my thoughts for y'all on this retrograde. I wish you all the best. I wish you all would send me some feedback about your experience so far, because again, this year has been wild, but this past few weeks and even the past week since the lunar eclipse has just been like, whoa, okay, all right, I see you. You weren't joking around. Let's keep moving forward, because we got to get through this, you know? There's no way around but through. The only way through, what do they say? The only way out is through? Yeah, you got to get through it to get out of it. And if you're going through it, keep going. That's a quote that I love, which I actually saw twice in the past week. No coincidence, because again, this past week was a little tough for me. And the quote is, if you're going through hell, keep going, which I'm sure you've all heard before, but it's, you know, it's pretty wise. Like, don't stop here. Like, don't dwell in this place. Like, just move right along. Because also, as we say, if you're going through an amazing peak time, you'll go back down again. And if you're down in it and you're going through it, you'll come back up again. So just trust and always keep moving and do your best to use the situation to your advantage. If you're at a high point, just freaking enjoy it. Soak it up. Take time to acknowledge, like, wow, this is amazing. I love this and this about this. I want more of this. Thank you. When you're low point, say, okay, this is what I'm learning from this. This is what this is showing me. I know it's not that easy. I have breakdowns all the time and I'm like, forget all this shit. I just don't want to have to deal with this, but we do our best. I hope you all do your best. Enjoy this beautiful eclipse sandwich, this eclipse window that has Mercury retrograde shoved in it during Aries season. Hoo-wee. I can't wait to see what happens in the next week to report back to you and to talk about the solar eclipse that's hitting us. I hope you all have a beautiful first week of April. I hope it's sunny and beautiful where you are. And, or if it's not, I hope you're enjoying the weather that you got and soaking it up. Oh, goodness. I almost signed off without pulling a card for everybody. And you know, I can't let that go. You know, I got to pull one for our Divine Feminine episode. And today I had to get out my Dragon Oracle cards. I had to, because we are in this wild season. And guess what dragons say? They're like, so what? So eclipse, Mercury retrograde, they don't even give a second thought to that. They're just like, they just keep on flying like the badasses they are. So let's see their advice for us on how to handle this time and this. What does this Mercury retrograde have in hold? What does this Mercury retrograde have in store for all of us? And this card is, the Imperial Dragon. Oh, that's strength. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to be strong. The Imperial Dragon is their version. So this Dragon Oracle deck is a oracle that's just made up of major arcanas from the tarot, which is interesting. I don't really consider that an oracle, but hey, I'll go with it. It's kind of fun to just be choosing from major arcanas. That's a fun little twist. Okay, so let's see what the description is for this Imperial Dragon. Imperial Dragon is card number 8. Ooh, and it's an 8-year, so it's on our side. We've got this powerful 8 supporting us through this time of eclipse sandwich Mercury retrograde. We got this strength with us. The energy for it is spiritual power. The key word meaning is fortitude. The commentary is, truth strength arises from the fusion of female intuition, spiritual energy, and masculine strength. When masculine strength is exerted on its own, the underlying energy is one of dominance, which serves no higher purpose. However, feminine spiritual energy exerts a gentle but powerful restraining force on this male energy, allowing it to endure in spite of the most extreme challenges. The merging of your masculine and feminine sides is vital for overcoming obstacles on your spiritual path. Whoa, this totally speaks to me. Does it speak to all of you? Also, that was like really interestingly written. It was kind of hard to read and is a little hard to process, but I feel like I get it. And I feel like that's what I'm feeling right now is some of the stuff that happened to me in the past week and that I'm going to be processing, and I'm sure we'll see more of through this Mercury retrograde and eclipse, is how are we being both assertive and receptive, right? How are we being the masculine and the feminine? How are we acknowledging what we're saying we want and what we're actually accepting, which is kind of the same thing, right? What you're giving, what you're receiving. So mindfulness around that. The meaning for this card says, when presented with difficulties and challenges, we sometimes fear the potential sacrifices we will have to make in order to overcome them. Isn't that funny? That we might see some difficult challenges, y'all. That's what eclipse season is about. But it's what we've said that we want. It's what we've said we wanted is to evolve and grow. Then there's got to be difficulties and sacrifices. But the sacrifices are never as much as we imagine, and the potential rewards are beyond our dreams. Destiny, baby. Have faith and understand that you have many strengths on the physical, emotional, and spiritual levels to draw on. Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm going to let that soak in for you all. I hope this was helpful. Have a beautiful eclipse and Mercury retrograde. Bye.
That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.